school manager.
I remember when he was writing Business with No Leads and just blowing our mind.
Terrence, are you still doing the thing where you keep everybody in your,
should I call it, still call it a cell phone, Terrence?
Now, you know, right after that conference, I went out and bought a little pocket PC.
I was hoping you would say that.
3,000 or 4,000 names on there. I mean, that's the first thing I did when I got home. I said, hey, you know what? We got to go buy some phones. She was like, great, I can go play some little video games on it, the bust the bubble thing on there. I was like, well, okay, babe. But either way, I went and got that thing and got my.
How about telling that story? You know, just tell them what you used to have on your cell phone, then tell them a story about how you upgraded. Because a lot of people are kind of wondering what we're talking about. What did you used to do on your cell phone? How did you have it set up, and how did it work, and how did it cash in for you?
Usually what I do when I'm closing an appointment, it's kind of based on what Philip does for his system, his client for life. But I tell my client to pull out their cell phone, and I have them put my cell phone number in there so they always have a way to get a hold of me because I want them to see me as their personal insurance agent. If they say insurance, the next thing they're thinking is, where's Terrence? Okay, so I get them to do that for two reasons. One, like I said, what I just mentioned. Two, I'm going to use that in a few minutes to get a referral from them because, hey, you got your cell phone out. Now let me see who you got your names, what names are in that cell phone. And then, boom, those are my referrals. But at the same time, I'm putting their number in my phone. Usually what I do with them, one, I always know whenever they're calling, so they feel special. And they say, you know, as soon as they call, I say, hey, Mike. Hey, Fred. Hey, John. How are you doing? And it makes me feel special. The other thing is, now that I have their numbers in my phone, there's never, ever a wasted moment with me because, you know, I could be, I don't know, let's say I'm just out some random day. I'm taking a day off Wednesday at the car dealership, and I see somebody drive by in a 69 Camaro. Well, one of my clients just happens to have a 69 Camaro, so since I've got his number right there, I'm going to call him out of the blue and say, hey, John, I saw a guy with a 69 Camaro. It was pretty nice, great paint. It's not as beautiful as yours. But, you know, or I find something random to talk to him about that I can connect with them again. So, one, I'm in their face. They know that I'm thinking about them. And, two, I absolutely do not talk about any type of sales or try to get anything out of them because it was just like a friendly, you know, hey, buddy, just thought about you. How are you doing? You know, I could, like, say Andy Albright is one of my clients. And I know at one of these conferences, Andy had on these shoes with a little bit of gold on them. Well, you know, let's say a few months down the road, I'll say, Andy, I was in the shop, man, and I saw these shoes that look exactly like yours with a little gold piece on it, the ones that you wore at the conference, the manager's conference, and maybe I think it was the leadership conference in 05. Man, those are awesome. They cost way too much for me. But, dude, I just saw those. I had to give you a call, and I was just thinking about them. Okay, Terrence, what do you really want? Nothing, man. I was just calling you just to tell you about those shoes, man. Just let you know I'm thinking about you. Everything going good with your wife? Any questions about anything? Great, man. Give me a call if you need anything. I'm always here. See you later. What that does for my client, I mean, they just...
stupid stuff.
I mean, you're dripping on them just like Kit Marketing. They always see you, so they're going to think about insurance. And it's always great to get a personal touch from somebody. You know, phone calls go a lot further than, you know, maybe an email or a letter, and it's great
they
to do that. Okay.
They do. There's no doubt about it. You're good, too, by the way. That's slick. I'm impressed with you, man. You always come up with something, man.
But, I mean, but the thing is, that was something that, it's not something that I really have to think about, because I really like those shoes. Those shoes caught my eye. That's why I remember them. I'm like, dang, man, I need to get some shoes like that. Those are pimps. So... I don't know if I can say that on the conference call.
Yeah, but, you do. It's okay.
But, yeah, man, just take a genuine interest in the people that you see. It's not like you got to come up with something and that you really don't have an interest in. If there's something that you like about it or something that reminds you of that client, well, you've got easy access to it. Because you know that plenty of times you're talking to your friend and then you call them up out of the blue and say, man, Terrence, I was just thinking about you. I saw this, that, or the other. Well, why didn't you call me? Well, now I don't ever have to say, why didn't I call them? Because I've got the number right there. And
so you had maxed out your cell phone.
You had it.
You could add no more names.
Yeah, it held 300 names, and I already had 300 clients in there. That was before the year was up. And then I kind of fell away from it because I was like, well, man, what am I going to do to keep up with my clients like that? So I was calling on my old clients, but I was never keeping up with the new client, and I really needed to implement that again. So it's the easy way to do it. Like, say I'm looking up, Philip Hudgens, and he's under H. Well, if I have another client that's named H, well, then I'm going to happen to see them when I'm, you know, right before I call Philip. So I'm going to call them right after I call Philip. You know, hey, Mr. Harry Hodges, I ran across your name. I was just thinking about you. So that's how it works for me. It's kind of, I don't really have to think about it.
So you upgraded to a...
one of these pocket PCs.
Okay.
With a little computer so you can check the internet and all that jazz on it. But I don't know. I mean, it holds probably thousands of names. You get a little two-megabyte card or something that you can put in here. So now it's pretty much unlimited. So if I want to have thousands of folks in there, you know, that's the next thing I want to try to max out, man. Get three or 4,000 more new clients.
What kind of ring are we putting on your hand this year? What do we need to budget for?
Well,
yeah, baby.
It's going to be at least 200 because I hit that mark this weekend.
Congratulations, man! That's awesome.
Now, I would have to pull a Robert Wallace if I wanted to get that $300,000 ring. So, you know, do about $100,000 of commissions in 2 months. I don't know if I can do that. So,
say what?
But at least I'll get the 200, man.
Yes.
I still got a lot of wallets on my side, man.
What's that, Tom?
They get an email.
His run rate, where he's at, he's like looks like right now about 275 for the year. Based on the run rate he was at a couple months ago. You know, the neat thing about it, and it's all great to make money, but his parents, a guy that, you know, take care of his family, doing business. I mean, Terrence has kind of mentioned a couple months ago that, you know, he had put away $100,000 over the past, like, I don't know, 9 months or, you know, at the end of last year, and saving and paying a house off. I mean, that's awesome. You know, not necessarily buying cars or anything, but getting stable and secure. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's the funny thing,
man. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think about a year ago, well, a couple of years ago when I worked in corporate America, and I had a $75,000 a year job, $60,000 plus 20% bonus, so I made about $75,000. And I just remember it being the holiday season, and I would hate it because I was working all these hours, but I couldn't leave because, you know, this is security, I've got a house, I've got a wife, and I want kids and things I've got to take care of, so I've got to keep this job and keep these guys happy. Because I've got security in this little $60,000, $70,000 job. Well, I mean, with you guys, I've got so much more security now. It's unbelievable. I mean, there's so many things that we don't have to think about now. I mean, you know, soon enough, we've got the money to pay off the house. But am I still on?
We're on.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. You've got the money to pay off the house. And it's kind of like that's real security, where you don't have to worry about a house payment, or your cars are paid off, or you've got, you know, money in the bank to where you could take a year off if you wanted to, or take a couple of years off. Now, obviously, I won't because I love doing what I'm doing. I have fun flying all over the country. I have fun. Well, my wife says, "Well, why are you always flying out of town?" And I say, "Well, look, where do you want to go? Do you want to go to Canada? Let's find some leaves that are way up north, and then we'll just buy some leaves, fly out there, and then we'll drive to Canada." And we don't even have to think about it now, whereas before, you know, you have to plan for stuff like that and say, well, it's a family vacation, it's going to be $3,000, we got to save up for this, we got to sacrifice here. I mean, you've got so much more security, and I mean, I'll wake up every morning and thank God for that. I mean, God has really blessed us with, you know, running into NAA. God has blessed you guys, and, you know, Andy, Barry, and Philip, you know, thank you guys for what you do. I mean, obviously, I know you make a lot of money, but I know that at this point, I really don't think it's about money for you guys. I think it's about building something and allowing other folks to build the American dream, and that's what we're doing right now, man. So thank you guys, you know, from the bottom of our hearts for that.